Clint Xander winning 60-12 against Riker. They got a heck of a test coming up against Rogers this week on the road. Clint, thanks for your time. You have to tell me, that win against Riker had to be a little extra special. One, it was your first win of the year, but just the emotions around that game.
Yes, sir, for sure. You know, Coach Holcomb being over there and leaving here and getting that job, you know, which is great for him. And he had his guys ready, and, you know, they didn't execute to the best of their abilities, and we took advantage of it. So it was good to see our kids have some success.
Coach, in the early going of the season, you've managed to explode on offense a couple times now. How do you feel that's coming along, and did you see that maybe coming from your team, throughout fall or the summer practice?
Well, we really did. You know, we've got a new offensive coordinator, obviously, and with Coach Holcomb leaving, I hired back a guy that's been here before, and we're really young. As a team, and so those guys just needed some experience, and you know, each week they got a little better, and they continue to improve every week, and that's, you know, really that's what I tell them. That's the goal, is if we get better every week, we're going to be okay. And you know, we, like you said, we've got a tough test this week in Rogers, but as long as we improve on our end, and then we'll be ready for our district opponents.
You know, I'm sure, and of course you had a couple of tough starts, but heck, Mart. Most everybody beats them. Of course, Franklin has beaten them, and then obviously the Holland win, but those are elite teams as well. It started out poorly, and with the changes and what you lost with Tyler Webb now at Midway and then Coach Holcomb moving on, was there a little bit of not second-guessing yourself, but was it like something you needed, just any win, to kind of get things back on track?
No, I mean, really, we've known all along. I mean, we graduated every offensive position we had except for two linemen, and every defensive position we had except for three kids. And so we knew it was going to be a rough start, and then we knew we were going to have to rely on some freshmen. And you know, sometimes at our level, that's what you have to do, and you got to try to get those guys as good as you can, as quick as you can. And when you start the year with the likes of Mart and McGregor and then now Rogers, it sometimes you're going to take some lumps, and that's what's happened, and we expected it, whether we had Tyler back or not, and so you know, we just trying to do what we can and get these kids some confidence and teach them up and let them get some experience, and I think that's going to pay off for us in the long run. You know, if we had an easy schedule and blew through everybody, we wouldn't be able to find our weaknesses and fix them, and that's what we've been able to do.
Is part of that, you know, when we have to take some lumps, especially when you've got freshmen and sophomores out there, that when it does come time for a really tense moment later in their careers, that because maybe they got their brains beat in a couple times by another team, that they'll be a little bit fearless?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You know, and I think just varsity competition in itself does that for them. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough as a freshman to be able to start and play and get that experience, when you're a junior, now you're more like a senior. And when you're a senior, you're like a graduate almost, you know, so to speak. And those kids get to play a lot of games, and hopefully we have a successful district run and can make the playoffs and get a few more for them under their belt, and just use that time to just grow and learn, and that's going to be to their benefit down the road. And there'll be a lot when they step on the field next year, they'll have seen a lot this year that they know how to deal with already, and so they'll just continue to improve.
Every year since 2008, Boscoville's been a playoff team. Is that now just the standard? That's the minimum requirement?
No doubt. No doubt. And you know, our kids know coming in, we're going to be in the playoffs and whatever it takes to get that done. And like you said, we haven't missed. While I've been a head coach, and we don't plan on it this year. You know, kind of our expectation is, you know, our goal is playing November and December. You know, that's what we strive to do.
Hey, thanks, man. Clint, congratulations on the win, 60-12 against Riker. I know you're about to start practice. Appreciate you jumping on with us right before it started.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Clint Xander, head coach at Boscoville.